Hello, entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and happy people with high hopes. Welcome to Cash Flows with your host, Cash Matthews.
All right, welcome to the show. This is Cash Flows. I'm your host today and most other days. My name is Cash Matthews. We're very glad you're here. This show is about a concept called Fire, Aim, Ready. And we love to talk to entrepreneurs and moms and dads and people that are just making and striving towards what we call the good life. And, you know, I found out earlier in life that it is not okay to copy off your neighbor. Got busted in the third grade for copying math problems off my next door neighbor, Joe Mark. And but as it turns out in life, when you have questions, you're trying to endeavor to do something better or greater, that indeed it is okay to copy off your neighbor. We bring people in from the world that are doing things and doing things well, and we want you to copy off of them. So there'll be a couple of business nuggets here today. But before we dig into that, I want to introduce the executive producer of Cash Flows, Mr. Kenneth Bockham. Kenneth, hello.
Hello. How's it going today?
Dude, having the best day ever.
Awesome. I love it. I love it.
Every day is the best day ever, though.
Right.
You know, if you've made it another day, that is every day is the best day ever. Yeah. And Kenneth, you and I know each other through this Bong group.
Yes.
And we've built this show together.
Yes, we have.
And it has been a lot of fun and a lot of effort. What are you guys working on over at the Bong right now? What do you got for us?
Well, so over at the Bong, there's a few things going on. Of course, we do our live events. We do our networking things. And then sometimes we just get to grooving and having a good time. And we have to give some biz bites.
Biz bites? Yeah, I like it. They will truly let anybody do a podcast.
That's true.
I was kind of grooving over here, man. I was just in the process of biting my upper lip.
Miss Bites?
That's right.
All right.
Biz Bites?
We are going to talk. We have a section called Biz Bites, and we'll probably rename it with the next show.
But yeah, that's right.
One thing we want to do here at Cash Flows is have a little bit of fun. But we do like to talk about business. You know, we work in the world of entrepreneurship. Our little group that we've built, by the time you hear this, we'll be over 6,000 local vetted members. Great things are happening over at the Tulsa. Man, I used to live in Texas, too. The Tulsa Bong, and one of the fastest, if not the fastest growing privately held networking groups in the world. And, man, we're doing things over there and some of the most amazing people. But often I get, you know, hey, Cash, how do you run a business? You know, I can make pie, but I don't know how to run a business. And there are those four things you got to know to run a business. Like, you got to be good at the thing, you got to know how to run the business, you got to have a great substantial marketing plan, and number four, you got to have balance in your life.
Yeah.
But there's a phrase that is overused and misunderstood, and it's you know, a lot of people will say, Mark, like, hey, you got to be at the right place at the right time. And I think there's some truth in that, but I also think it's a fallacy. You've got to be in the right place at the right time. You also have to recognize that you're in the right place.
Correct.
You have to notice it. You know, I came from a family that was not very well off. We lived on a piece of land. My family sold that piece of land to the man in my hometown that now has a street named after him, because that piece of land yielded one of the most substantial oil finds in my small town's history. And my family was in the right place at the right time. They just didn't know it.
Wow.
And now there's a street named after the man who bought our property back when I was 9 years old. And
that's a shame.
Right place, not for him.
No, that's true.
You know, sometimes there's a victory and sometimes there's an anti-victory. And you got to know you're in the right place at the right time. All the people that saw the McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken franchises in the early 60s who just had in their brain, like, you know, my dad used to say, I can't even imagine a time where people be eating out of their car.
Right.
Well, you know, the rest is history. You have to be in the right place at the right time. You have to recognize that you're in the right place at the right time. And now the missing ingredient is you have to take the right action. You know, I think people are going to eat out of their car. That doesn't make you wealthy. That doesn't give you success. You have to take action. You have to, whatever the right word is for that, you have to act. You have to take action. God doesn't need to steer a parked car. If you're praying for millions of dollars, it's going to be just like it is today, tomorrow, if you don't take action. We're waiting for some great sovereign thing to drop a, you know, hey, God, manifest this sandwich into my belly.
Right.
God gave us teeth to do chewing. He gave us effort and bodies and time on this earth to do great things. do something great, right place, right time. You have to recognize it, and you have to be the right person.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very cool. Well, you want to get on with our show?
Hey, let's do it.
I'm going to quit preaching over here. And, man, I love talking to entrepreneurs. We have a great one today, and he is from a different part of Oklahoma. And we are excited to have Mark Solberger in the office today. Mark, we're glad you're here.
Thank you, Cash. Good to be here.
Yeah, and we noticed that we're just going to start with the accent is a little different. You're from eastern Oklahoma.
Well, southern.
Southern, southeast. Yeah, that's right, southeastern Oklahoma.
Correct.
And that is Australia?
Correct.
All right. What part of Australia are you from?
Well, I grew up in Melbourne.
Okay.
So I, lived there until 2 years ago when we moved back to, I married a Texan, so.
Okay.
But we met in Oklahoma, and we moved back here 2 years ago, and that's
wow,
why we're
so
here.
You've been in town 2 years, three for me, and you and I've met before and talked a little bit, and you know, the first thing we want to talk about, though, is really how you and I met. I think we met through the Bong Group, right?
Correct, we did.
Yeah, and what has that experience been like for you?
Well, it's been good. I mean, I've been amazed at how you've managed to get so many people together in such a short space of time.
Hey, feed the people. They will come.
That's true.
You know, and we have a pretty generous food budget.
Really?
Well, yeah. We feed, we do lots. Tomorrow we'll have, I don't know, with the weather and all, last time we did this, we had 91 people over to our house for breakfast.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's problematic. We moved into a tiny house. I'm just kidding. So that, the Bong Group has been interesting, homogenous thinking people getting together, collaborating. We're sort of the anti-sales networking group. It's not all about, these hardcore selling ideas. And have you been able to do some one-on-ones and meet some of the members? I know you haven't been here that long, but you've been here a little bit.
Yeah, no, I've met quite a few people.
Have you? Okay.
Experience
has been good for you?
Yes. I mean, I've made some good friends out of Jeremy Newkirk's.
We've already had Jeremy on the show. He was the 2022 Entrepreneur of the Year for Tulsa.
Correct.
I wished I knew when this podcast was going to drop. There's something else happening for Jeremy.
Ooh.
I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Okay. Good.
Jeremy is one of the first inductees into the brand new Tulsa Networking Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. So don't tell him. Jeremy, if you're listening, I'm just kidding. we're having an award ceremony Saturday night. He has no idea.
Awesome.
That he's one of the first inductees into the Tulsa Networking Hall of Fame.
Cool.
So excited. And we love that guy. I'm glad. So you've met him. Have you guys collaborated on anything?
Yeah, well, I was actually able to help him out with his business just recently. We got him some really good tax credits.
Yeah.
And so he's excited. So, he's a friend and a client, I guess, at the same time.
He is one of the best people I've met, not just in Tulsa, but in my whole entrepreneurial journey. He's one of those rare guys. I'm going to tell a Jeremy Newkirk story then. And
okay.
I hate to take your time. We'll add some back end.
That's
fine. We were having the breakfast at my house, and it was after a storm. And Jeremy's usually there, and sometimes he'll bring his bald cat or his kids or – and he's just such a cool guy.
That cat is ugly.
That cat is ugly, but cool, man. I love that cat. And I hear some – Jeremy wasn't there. And I thought I heard stomping around. And I have a young daughter, and she's upstairs on the second floor. I thought it was her having a dance party or something. And then about 20 minutes later, ring at the doorbell. I go there. It's Jeremy. He's all red-faced. I'm like, you all right? And he's like, yeah, I've been up on your roof for about half an hour fixing it. Because I had had some shingles blow off.
Wow.
And one of the things, and man, he just took care of us.
Wow.
Yeah, that guy's not concerned about money. He's concerned about people.
Yeah.
And you meet a guy like that is genuinely concerned about people, and like those guys are life changers. And we're lucky to have him in our group, and I'm lucky to have him in my life. So thanks for bringing him up.
I enjoy him too.
Stole your entire time talking about someone else, but so we're going to talk about your businesses here. We're going to name two. PatternsOfEndeavor.com, PatternsOfEndeavor.com, and SavvyBusinessSolutions.com. And we're going to ask a few things about that, and we want to hear more about what you're doing. But I just want to make sure we've covered you moving here from Australia. You married a girl from Texas.
So I met a girl from Texas through some mutual friends who'd worked in Australia, and I came across to visit them because they were getting married.
Right.
So I came to the wedding, met my wife in Choctaw, Oklahoma,
okay.
Of all places.
Right.
And about 14 months later, we got married and moved back to Australia. And so, yeah, I spent a lot of time. My wife and I have had numerous businesses in Australia.
Right.
And then we've come back here, and I thought, I need to get into something different. And so that's how I've ended up getting into these two.
Now, how long were you guys in Australia as a married couple?
We've been married 20 years in April.
Oh, wow.
And so we spent 18 years
In
Australia. So, yes.
Did she pick up the accent?
She doesn't sound Texan anymore. Let's just put it that way. Her dad, I sometimes struggle to understand because he's got such a Texan accent.
Oh, yeah.
But
I mean,
she doesn't have that same
accent. You had to learn y'all.
Correct.
Yeah. Hey, y'all.
And all y'all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the clash of cultures that can happen. You know, is there networking like we do it? Is there networking in Australia? Are there networking groups?
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
I'm sure there are. You know what? I never really did any of that because the businesses I were in, it didn't really require me to do that. I mean, I had pharmacies and cafes and a big fresh produce business.
Right.
And I didn't run a solopreneur type business.
Right.
I never felt like I had to do that because I usually bought a business that already had established cash flow.
Got it.
And it's been a bit of a different experience coming to the US and realizing that you have to do all the things yourself when you've got your own business and it's just you. And so networking is one of those things that I've had to pick
up. It's
a new
thing.
Learn. Yeah,
I had never done it either till we started. I mean, the first networking thing I ever went to, I started.
Okay.
And I didn't realize we were – like I'd never been to one. I didn't know how to run it. I didn't know what to expect. And it was awful. I butchered it. It was terrible. But we got better. So give us a brief, short paragraph on the two websites, the two companies, Patterns of Endeavor and Savvy Business Solutions. Tell us briefly what those are, and we'll dig in a little more.
Okay. Well, the whole premise of my businesses is that I really enjoy cash flow.
Yeah.
And I think most businesses—
Well, you're on a show called Cash Flows.
I know. It's perfect.
Like we heard about your affinity for cash flow and
that's
named a show after it. So perfect.
But— my grandfather used to always say, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's how much money you spend that allows you to keep some of that.
Right.
And so basically when I started these businesses, my idea was to look at costs and to save costs for business owners.
Right.
So I had two reasons for that. I've been in business myself for, 20 years.
Right.
And I had an incident at one point where I lost a business and it made me realize how important cash flow is.
Right.
And so my wife actually got into a bookkeeping business and she was able to help us reduce our costs. Mm. And that made me think of this business because I really thought most people don't look at their costs or they don't really care about, maybe that's not care is not the right word. They don't really concentrate on what their costs are as long as the money keeps flowing in.
Right.
And so my idea was to just help business owners manage their costs.
Right.
So that they could increase their profit. So they don't actually have to grow as much. They just get to keep more of what they're already making.
Yeah. If you've already built the cash flow, maximize it.
Correct.
By minimizing expenses.
Correct.
Okay. And which of those business titles does that fall under?
Well, both of them actually do some of that.
Okay.
So the Patterns of Endeavor is more about cost reduction.
Okay.
And Savvy Business Solutions has one single product that helps with tax credits. And that's really, again, some of your biggest costs are your employees and taxes. And so we look at the whole gamut of tax costs and we try and save where we can.
Now, a tax credit is different than a tax break?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so is a tax credit like some dollar for dollar reduction in your taxes? Is that how that works?
Well, the Savvy Business Solutions, we have an employee health benefit plan, which actually is paid for out of tax credits.
Got it.
So it's a zero cost to the business.
Oh.
And it allows the employees to get a health benefit. It allows the employees to get an increase in their take-home pay.
Right.
And it's all paid for out of the tax credit. And the employer actually saves money on their FICA tax as well. So
I got it.
Everyone wins.
Now, is that something that a solopreneur can benefit from?
The solopreneur, probably less so. We're sort of looking for companies that have 10 or more employees.
10 or more employees. Okay.
Correct.
So that's your target market then.
Yep,
beautiful. Very, very cool. Yeah. You know, the tax thing is, getting tax credits as a business is one of the most overlooked. And when we work with entrepreneurs, and that is not my area. We have to bring in professionals to go take a look at that. And I know you've worked with some Bong members who are, who qualify for tax credits.
Correct. Well, and Jeremy's a really good example. We talked about Jeremy before.
Yeah.
We have there's a thing that's running out actually soon. There's a self-employed tax credit available for people who are self-employed who have filled out a Schedule C on the tax for the 2020 and 2021 tax seasons.
Okay. What might they be entitled to then?
Well, it's up to $32,000 per person, depending on how they were affected by COVID.
Right.
Now, but that is going to run out in April. So that's
time to get on that one.
Time to get on that
one. So if you're listening to this podcast and you want to, it just makes sense to find out what you qualify for.
And look, I kind of look at it this way. The government doesn't look after our money that well. So you may as well take what they're giving you and use it to your advantage, either to help
your
business.
If it's a legit program, it's legal and ethical.
Correct.
Absolutely. Our entrepreneurs in the Bong and around the United States should be taking a look at this.
Absolutely.
And they can reach out to you on these websites. How long does a consultation take to find out if you qualify?
We actually have a website that I can put in up and we can go directly there, and it takes about 10 minutes to go through the information to see whether you qualify.
And we'll add that to what we call your show notes. So if you're listening to this show, if you'll look down at the bottom, we'll have Mark's website where you can just go find out whether or not you qualify for these tax credits that are running out in April. So, if you're one of those people that put things off, put off procrastinating today and get on Mark's website that's listed below. And let's make sure that we get you taken care of. That's what this show's about, right, Kenneth?
Yes, sir.
Taking care of the people. All righty. Well, your educational background then prior to entrepreneurship, just walk us through your education and when you ended up realizing you were an entrepreneur.
Well, it's interesting because I started out life as a pharmacist. I went to pharmacy school.
Ooh, okay.
Became a pharmacist, and I realized probably fairly early on in my career as a pharmacist that I enjoyed the business side of things a bit more than the health side of things.
Right.
And so my one of my first bosses in pharmacy asked me to manage a store for him, and then he asked me to become a partner of his. And once I became a partner of his, I realized that, yes, running the business, it was more that side of things that I enjoyed rather than helping people with their health. Because I found in pharmacy, most people are very they're not very proactive on with their health, whereas business owners like to do things. And so I thought working with business owners is much more enjoyable than working with the general public on their health.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, pharmacy to a large degree is reactive.
Correct.
You have a disease, here's a prescription.
Yep.
But it's not proactive where here's nutrition or here's a supplement that can maybe prevent this thing you're taking the drug for.
And that actually, that was brought home to me. I had a customer who was diabetic. And we helped her lose about half her body weight.
Wow.
And she got off all her medication.
Right.
And then she stopped coming to the pharmacy for about 12 months because she didn't need anything.
Yeah.
And then I saw her about 12 months later and she'd gone back to old habits.
Oh, yeah.
Put on all the weight again. She was on medication again. And it almost crushed me that we'd helped her get to a point where she was really healthy.
Yeah.
And then she just went back to old habits.
That's a tough one because food is a form of addiction, I think.
And it's great.
And I'm not a doctor of any sort, although I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Select last week. It does hurt to see people accomplish something. Here in the Bong Group, oh my goodness, we've had some people, and man, I admire anybody that can go to lose weight. I've struggled my whole life. I'm, as I said, minus 60 pounds. I've kept most of it off.
Yep.
And but man, that's hard.
It is. And one of our love languages is food, I think, especially here in the US.
I think that's my only love language.
It's how we do business a lot of times around food. We are hospitable in a lot of times around food.
And, well, I mean, the bong, we have donuts and it tastes sausage
great.
And bacon and all these other things, and it's great. And you know, if you eat one Twinkie, that doesn't kill you. If you eat one Twinkie every day for 5 days, nothing. But as a habit, you know, you eat a bunch of them, you can't see your feet anymore.
That's right.
And, you know, so it's those slight errors in judgment.
Yeah.
And I think you learn that as an entrepreneur, working both as a pharmacist and as your own entrepreneur. So let's talk about your education that led up to this moment. Because I don't know how Australia works. They have high school, college, same kind of thing we have over here.
Yeah,
basically the same.
Similar concept. I went from high school, went to pharmacy college, and did a year of internship after pharmacy college, and then worked as a pharmacist. I worked in Australia, and then New Zealand, and then I went to England for a while. And it was actually on the way to England that I met my wife here in the US.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then so when we went back to Australia, I ran a pharmacy for a guy for 12 months, and then we went into partnership. And
wow.
So we owned pharmacies, and then from pharmacies we started coffee shops. And the reason we bought a coffee shop was because we had a marketing arrangement with a coffee shop that we offered people a free coffee while they waited for their prescriptions.
Okay.
And then the guy wanted to sell the coffee shop, and I didn't want to lose that marketing edge that I had. And
right.
So we bought the coffee shop. And so then I eventually owned three coffee shops, which is it was a franchise brand in Australia called Gloria Jeans, which was a lot of fun, very similar to a Starbucks.
Yeah, and that did okay for you?
We did well out of it. And then, unfortunately, that led to one of my worst times in business. We had a coffee shop which was in a Borders bookshop.
Okay.
If you remember Borders.
I do. I love that place. Sorry they're gone.
Yeah, well, that was my favorite one of our coffee shops too. But
okay.
They went broke. And overnight, they closed one of our businesses because we were a tenant of Borders
right.
Bookshop.
Yeah, so you were like you renting space.
So
from
we
them
rented space from,
wow.
and that led to one of my worst times in business because I lost overnight, you know, $500,000 worth of revenue, which then put all my other businesses under pressure because suddenly, you know, you were geared and you'd borrowed money, and suddenly everything wasn't the way it was, and so. That was one of the things that led me into looking at costs and making sure that costs were under control because
right.
we had to then, I guess, learn how to reduce our costs
wow.
to survive.
Yeah. So it became essential.
Correct.
And, you know, most entrepreneurs, that's a voluntary thing for right now. You can mm-hmm. go in and just work on your numbers.
Yep.
And good for you for doing that. We're with Mark Solberger, patternsofendeavor.com and savvybusinesssolutions.com. And we're going to get right back to Mark in just a moment after we take a brief studio break. Kenneth.
All right. So let's get back into it here and talk a little bit about Elevate Coworking, where local business owners connect, collaborate, and grow. We offer a community of tools and resources to fuel your passion and your productivity. Elevate your future with us, where success is not just achieved, but celebrated together.
All right, we're coming to you from high above the luxurious Elevate co-working offices, and we really enjoy this space. In fact, this studio is located inside of Elevate, and we're thankful for them. We have Mark Solberger here in the studio today, and his websites and his businesses are patternsofendeavor.com and savvybusinesssolutions.com, and he talks to business owners about many important things with cost reduction, financial management, as well as, you know, finding out if you qualify for certain tax credits and tax incentives then. And there's one that's, and just to repeat, is expiring in April.
Correct.
For the self-employed.
That's right.
And
it's a self-employed tax credit.
If you filed a Schedule C in 2020 or 2021 during the COVID years.
Correct.
They could go onto your website that's listed below in our show notes. And find out within 10 minutes.
Yep.
Is it worth 10 minutes to find out if you're going to get a check for 10 grand?
Absolutely.
I think so.
You in?
Oh, I'm in.
I'm in. All right. We'll go do that as well.
Excellent.
So we're talking to Mark about he had a bad moment in business.
I did.
And like the interesting part is you didn't cause it.
I didn't.
You had a profitable business a coffee shop,
yep,
inside of Borders Books, a non-profitable business, and when they shut down, you shut down.
Correct.
Yeah, how do you overcome that? I mean, and I don't just mean financially, but mentally, what'd that do to you?
It was probably over 10 years ago now, so I probably forget what it did to me mentally. And I still had other businesses at the time, so it wasn't that I could just curl up in a ball and and, you know, cry about the loss.
You didn't have the option to lay down and fold up.
We had to keep going.
Wow.
And the franchise that we were with, they were actually very helpful.
Right.
They did try and help us out as much as possible. It did teach me a few things, though, because as part of our lease agreement with Borders, we had a relocation clause, which I thought, you know, if anything happened, we could at least get them to pay for a relocation.
Right.
But, of course, they were broke.
Yeah, they're broke.
So there's no money for that. So we literally just closed the shop down, put all of our gear in storage, and that was the end of that business.
Man.
Which obviously taught me a few things to look out for. And
right.
It meant that we then had to look at our costs in our other business to actually try and consolidate our cost and make sure everything else was going profitably to keep paying back, because we still had to pay back the loans that we had on that business.
Right, yeah.
So
would you start a coffee shop today in 2024?
You know what? I've been tempted.
Yeah.
I mean, I really enjoy coffee and I really enjoy drinking coffee. And coffee shops are good little places. And I think if you do it properly, you can definitely do well with it.
Yeah, I wrote a story called Starbucks is the New American Boardroom. I wrote it about 7 years ago.
Okay.
When I was just realizing, and I think you probably realized this long before I did, but, you know, the old days of doing everything in a big office, you know, my office before this was almost 11,000 square feet, and we had people everywhere, and, you know, I think COVID taught us that idea is probably outdated to some degree.
Yep.
You know, of course, we're in a smaller office now, but, you know, the number of appointments that you and I met at a coffee shop.
And most business, I think, is done over lunch or over coffee.
Lunch, golf, and coffee.
Correct.
So we should open up a restaurant coffee shop at a golf course.
That's right.
Okay, yeah.
I like it.
That's like the shopping mall of success.
That's right.
All right. Well, really cool. So you had a tough moment. What's a moment that's been really satisfying for you?
To me, the most satisfying things are to do with building teams, I think. And I know that's a little bit different to where I am at the moment, but one of my best moments, I think, was where I had a conflict with one of my team members.
Oh,
and
okay.
I recall going to her and just having a coffee with her. She was actually one of the people who worked in one of our coffee shops.
Okay.
And we just sat down over coffee and I said, what's the problem? And I think Matthew 18 talks about that. If you have a problem with someone, to go to them individually.
Yeah, take it to them, sure.
Correct. And so I followed that guidance. And it ended up that we resolved the problem and she became one of our best managers that I'd have ever had in that coffee shop.
Wow.
Awesome.
And so that was, to me, a really interesting thing to see how taking a negative and turning it into a positive. That, to me, is it's probably a bit the same as losing that coffee shop caused us to look at costs and how we did things.
Yeah.
That's also spawned a new business now that we're in the US. I mean, it's a few years later, but the idea started back in that time.
Right. But you were able to work it out with her because your best asset is always people.
Correct.
And you saved a relationship.
Yep.
And probably, you know, if you're worrying about it, somebody else is probably worrying about it.
Yeah.
And probably was a great relief to them as well.
Well, and it worked out well. I mean, she served with us for, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, I think, after that.
Wow.
And like I said, she was a great manager.
Right.
And because we'd been able to work it out, We were able to grow both together, you know, our relationship improved, our business did better for it, and our team saw that we were interested and cared for them as well. And I think that's important.
The people that work in your organization are valuable.
Correct.
And I know some people think customer first, but I've always been a believer in, the people first, the employee first, because if you take care of your people, and I don't like that word, your people, but the people on your team.
Correct.
If you take care of your teammates, they're going to take care of you.
Well, and I think also if you take care of them, they'll take care of your customers too.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And that's the highest priority for any business owner. Do the right thing for the right people. And then money follows that.
Yeah.
But money follows that around and delivers bigly. That's my new word.
Bigly? Yeah. That's a new word?
Bigly. Money will follow you around and reward you bigly.
I like it.
I've got to work on some things. I'm going to get
it's okay.
Help. Yeah. So why the businesses that you have now in Tulsa? I think I see what's emerging here, but you know, was there an exact reason why you started them when you did? I know the tax credit thing is timely, but why these businesses?
Well, my idea when I came to the US, I had a fresh produce business just before we left Australia, and the fresh produce business demanded a lot of time.
Yeah.
And it's hard to balance a family and run a big business. Like we had 60 employees in that business.
Wow.
And so when I came here, I wanted to do something different that allowed me a bit more freedom.
Right.
And I enjoyed working with business owners.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed helping them get more out of their business. And that's really the impetus for starting the two businesses that we've started.
Right. Have you found this particular market receptive to what you're doing?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes I found it harder than what I thought because I thinking of my previous role in my previous business, I would have thought that more people would want to save money.
Yeah.
And more people would want to get tax credits. And I've
right.
sometimes had trouble convincing people that it's a good thing.
You and me both, man. I respect that. And it's always been amazing to me that, you know, you'll hear a speaker speak and they're talking about, you know, being healthier. And I'm always like, man, I want to be healthier. Everybody should want to be healthier.
Yep.
And my brain is pea-sized, I get it. But in my brain, everybody should want to, you know, do better financially.
Yep.
And, you know, some people are, I don't want to make too much money. Well, look, hang on a second. That's arrogant. Man, if you could make more money and choose not to for some lame reason – and you're worried about having too much money, make the money, give it away.
Yeah.
You know, I don't accept that. Oh, I just don't want to make extra money. Yeah, a lot of people are afraid to. But, man, when I'm that guy. Like, you tell me, hey, you can lose weight, feel better, sleep better, have more money. You know, and so I go to lots of marriage. So, hey, you can have a better marriage. I'm in.
Yep.
You know, that's how you stay married for, you know, years and years is you got to work on it.
Yeah.
And this financial thing, I think too many people are just sitting around waiting for the money to transmogrify into their wallet. We don't know what that word means, transmogrify. It's such a good word. But we also know that none of our listeners know what it means either.
So we took a poll.
We took a poll, right. Yeah. And
But I think you're right. I think I really like the idea for business owners to concentrate on what they know best.
Yeah.
And then to let other people do things that they can not do so well. And things like bookkeeping, tax, all of those cost savings. If you don't know how to do it, then please talk to someone else because they can help you. And you're not actually – it actually means you're more efficient.
Right.
It means you're actually doing things better and your organization is becoming more excellent because you're not doing something, but you're letting someone else do it for you.
There's a reason a general doctor doesn't do specific surgery.
Correct.
You know, you need people, you need professionals
specialists.
In your life.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the things that's hard about entrepreneurship, especially early. Maybe maybe you're a photography expert and you're great at photography, but those are the four building blocks. You have to be good at your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to run your business. You got to be able to market yourself. And you got to have the balance, and you were talking about that in your own business that, you had all these employees. It's hard to have balance. But if any one of those gets sideways, you're going to have trouble.
Correct.
And you mentioned taxes a couple of times, and yet you mentioned your wife had a bookkeeping business?
She still does. So, actually, she runs a bookkeeping business that's actually in Australia, though. So all her clients are in Australia. She runs it from here in the U.S.
Wow.
So well,
that's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are the things. Like we want to be a photography guy. And now we're also tax guy and bookkeeping guy and HR guy
and let's be honest,
janitor and everything else.
Those guys who are good with photography, they probably don't want to do the bookkeeping.
Yeah.
Or the taxes.
Yeah, that's one of our great encouragements to entrepreneurs. Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
You know, be good at your thing and delegate the rest. And that's where that's where the average entrepreneur really benefits the local economy is having a tax person. And man, I know yard work is awesome, but I don't know how to do it.
Mm.
And I don't work on my cars. I don't know how to do that stuff.
And you're probably more efficient when you let someone else do it too, because you probably make more doing what you do best.
Yeah, and my wife really enjoys the work. You know, she's in, with nothing. I get nothing for that.
Oh, sorry. There we go. The volume was down a little bit.
No, life is more beautiful when you share it with people.
Yeah.
And if you're having somebody, you know, and if, I mean, you have to be able to do that. And for me, it was a good goal because I did mow my yard before. And I can't recall one time where I enjoyed it. But I also, man, there's a dude in my neighborhood. He is mm-hmm. yard god. Little G, Lord God, Lord,
of course,
yard,
yes.
yard God. And like he is out there and he's got headphones on and a drink and like he is mowing very meticulously. And then he's sweeping with a little hand broom. And I'm like, ooh.
Does he sing his yard to sleep at night too? Or
does he sing his yard to sleep at night?
A little lullaby? Or?
The plants grow better with music.
That's what I've
heard. Do they really?
Yeah.
Well, I think if you mow your yard, the goal is to have it not grow.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I never understood the people that mowed the yard and then watered it to grow back. Hey, I'm gonna sweep up some dust and let me dump a cup of dust over it when I'm done. I don't know. Life is challenging to guys like me, and I don't understand things. But that's why we need our viewers to help us understand. By the way, if you'd like to email us, you know, pretty much all we've ever received are great, great compliments.
Of course.
And if you'd like to keep if you'd like to keep that going, we'd love to hear from you at cashflows@tulsabong.com. Cashflows, one word, @tulsabong.com. We'd love to hear your comments. If you'd like to be on the show and have something of value that you'd like to say out in the world, we would love to have you and invite you to come and sit with me and Kenneth Bockham at cashflows@tulsabong.com, our new website that's up and running. And we're here with Mark Solberger, and our friend from Australia who's run many businesses is here in the States working with people, patternsofendeavor.com and savvybusinesssolutions.com. Well, there will be a website down in the show notes below where you can go on and find out if you qualify for one of these tax credits.
Absolutely.
These are from the COVID era.
Correct.
And if you file a Schedule C, you are literally crazy not to go find out. It takes 10, 15 minutes to go find out. And
it's up to a maximum of $32,000.
A maximum of $32,000. I don't know how that would benefit your business.
No big deal.
My grandma used to have the saying, Kenneth. I don't know if I ever shared this with you. You know, she'd rock me to sleep at night and take care of me and say, sweetheart, you know, every little extra $32,000 in cash you have will come in handy.
Absolutely.
I think she said that.
Something pretty close.
I could be wrong. But anyway, Mark Solberger, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time, and we want to get a business nugget from you. And I think this is going to be great. What could you say to one of our entrepreneurs that would help them in life or business?
What I would say is something my grandfather used to say. He said, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's how much money you keep that matters.
Yeah, and that's the essence of financial planning. And our product, MFP, the My Financial Plan, is built around, we built it around that concept. How much you keep is way more important. You know, in this life, you know, a lot of us are praying for God to give us $1 million, and we do this little thing called the vomit test. And it's my favorite thing to do with people, and we just get them to sit down with a pen and a paper and write down how much money they've made in their life. And if you worked 30 years and your family's made 80 grand a year, well, you've had $2.4 million come through your checkbook. Here's the vomit test. How much of that $2.4 million do you have left? Makes you want to vomit.
That's wrong.
That's the vomit test. And if you failed that, man, you need to talk to Mark Solberger. Get your business in order. Get your life in order. And once you put those things to bed, put those worries to rest, life gets a little bit better. So, Kenneth, I think we've got a wrap for today.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, well, no, I meant a wrap like the song you were doing a little bit earlier.
Okay.
Can we do that one more time?
We probably can.
Can we go, you know, full 3 minutes?
Well, yeah, we could. We can get those biz bites going.
Yeah. Biz bites? Biz bites? All right. Thank you, Kenneth Bockham, our executive producer for Biz Bites.
Biz Bites?
Soul 97.
You've got a good radio voice there.
I've got a face for radio is what they say. I just figured out what that meant last week, so I'm not as happy with that. Hey, that's going to be a wrap for today's show. Thank you all for being here. We're thankful for Mark for being here. Please make sure you log on and talk to him and the show notes below. And for our friends who continue to make this show what it is, we thank you for our sponsors. You know, life can be a little tough, and we have a visual here that we're all just holding hands, walking home to a better conclusion. And we sure do hope that our friends who come on the show give you something that you can copy off of. So today, let's be nice to each other. Let's make good choices for ourselves, for our health, and for our families. And just today, wouldn't it be great if you could choose somebody to forgive that absolutely does not deserve it? Because after all, aren't we all impacted by the grace of others and by the grace of God?
Absolutely.
And, you know, forgiveness is not about that other person. Forgiveness is about you and letting go of the past because that's where it belongs. Your windshield is much bigger than your rearview mirror. Use them in that proportion. Thank you guys for being part of Cashflow. Remember, this show is for you.
That's our show for today. Stay tuned for another riveting edition of Cash Flows.